Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. It's good to be with you this morning. And I've been thinking about how God makes all things new. And we've been reading and preaching this summer from Paul's letter to the Romans. And one of Paul's concerns in his letter to the Romans is that his Israelite, his Jewish brethren, the people who are a part of his family, he's concerned that they would hear of the good news of Jesus Christ and understand him as being their long-awaited Messiah. And it's difficult for the Jews during the first century as they've been waiting for a Messiah and trying to figure out who that Messiah might be. Jesus came in a way that they didn't expect. And then to hear that he had come and come not just for them, the chosen people of God, but for all people. And that all people now had become chosen by God through Jesus was difficult for them to hear, no doubt, because God was doing something new. But in doing something new, the old hadn't gone away. God continued to and does continue to show his care and concern for the Israelites, for the Jewish people, as he shows concern for all people. As Christians, we understand that we enter into that newness of life as we come to the baptismal font and we are baptized into the triune name of God. We understand we have entered into that newness when we go to the table and we participate in the meal that Jesus told his disciples and us to do and participate in remembrance of him. And it's in remembrance of what Jesus has done for us that we come to the table. It's remembering our baptism, again, a reminder of what Jesus has done for us, offered us new life through him. The old life doesn't entirely disappear or go away, but we become new through him. This week, my daughter is getting married, and we're real excited. And as she gets married, something new is happening. A commitment is being made by she and her fiancé. And she has decided to change her name as a symbol of that commitment and a reminder of her relationship with her soon-to-be husband. God is doing something new in their lives and in our family as well. And my daughter will continue to be my daughter, but she'll become somebody else's daughter-in-law, and she'll become her husband's wife. And maybe, perhaps, she'll become somebody's mother someday. We don't know. God is doing something new, but my daughter will still be my daughter, and I celebrate with her for the new things happening in her life, and I encourage you to invite God into your life, that new things might be happening in and through you as well. For God is a God of creation and recreation, every day offering us a new beginning through the waters of holy baptism, through the meal that we share with him. It's been good spending a bit of the week with you, and feel free if you're the praying sort to pray for me as the father of the bride and co-officiant of my daughter's wedding this weekend as we celebrate this union that is taking place. I'll see you next week. So long.